This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 5th. Well, we ran into some pressure yesterday after an early positive start. We stalled out at resistance, the previous highs for Kansas City, and just a minor resistance in Chicago. And Minneapolis, of course, has been hovering near its contract highs for quite a while. So the markets turned south, led by Kansas City, and we're getting more follow-through in the night session, getting another round of sellings. We're down about 15 in Kansas City. Chicago is down about 8. Minneapolis also down 8. So the market that was the leader on the upside is now becoming the leader on the downside, as you're seeing more liquidation. The stock market weakness isn't helping. The dollar strength isn't helping. But generally speaking, we don't see a lot of fundamental changes to the market. There is talk that Australia is going to have a pretty healthy size crop, around 31 million tons, which is 2 million tons short of the record that they set last year. So it's going to be a good crop coming out of Australia. In Argentina, it's anything but bearish news there. They're looking at a stretch of dryness over the last couple weeks, and then another 2 to 3 weeks as they get toward wrapping up their growing season. So if anything, this would shave off some production prospects out of Argentina. And this is hard red winter wheat. The other issue with them is they do have some GMO wheat that has been seeded. Now, it's a question of, is the government, basically the Brazilian government, is the kind of the decision-making factor here, if they're going to accept this wheat, or if they'll require Argentina to certify that the wheat is GMO free. Either way, it's creating problems for Argentina. And even if the Brazilian government allows it, it doesn't mean the millers will still buy it. And so this is starting to become more of a headline story here, that the fear of the wheat being contaminated with the GMO wheat is starting to receive a notable amount of pushback. So if the private buyers in Brazil decide that they don't want Argentine wheat just for the fear of it being contaminated, that frees up a good 7 million tons from Argentina, and that they could try to push that onto the world market. In fact, it would seem logical that they would. They would have nowhere else to go with it. Now, it doesn't mean the rest of the world would buy it either. There's been a huge general pushback over the years of GMO wheat. And so this creates a problem for Argentine, the government and the farmers. I would think at some point buyers would require certification that the wheat is not contaminated with other GMO wheat. Also, it would probably differentiate wealthy buyers from poor buyers, countries, if you will. The poor countries would probably not have much choice but to buy it, and it would probably be sold at a discount just to get it moving. The wealthier countries that would balk at that would shun Argentine wheat and probably go to Ukraine or the United States. Either way, it really disrupts the supply chain, in particular of hard red winter wheat. But if anything, it would seem that would be bullish. If buyers are not going to accept the risk of receiving contaminated wheat, it makes world supplies all that much tighter, in particular of hard red winter wheat, which one would think would be bullish Kansas City futures, but that certainly was not the case yesterday or the case overnight. Also, some bullish news coming into wheat, and this also applies primarily to hard red winter wheat, but in the broader market in general as well. According to Sovicon, Russia's winter grain planting is far behind normal due to a couple factors, primarily dryness, but also the high tax that the government has imposed on wheat in particular. So plantings so far are lagging last year, and it's expected that they'll probably see a drop in winter grain plantings. Now, wheat composes about 90% of Russia's winter grain planting. So for the most part, we're talking about wheat here. They are projecting that total winter grain plantings would be down between 0.7 and 1.2 million hectares, which is down about 5% from last year. That equates to about 1.75 to 3 million acres, if you're going to bring it back to acres. The worst of it is in the Volga region, and they're looking to be down about 1.75 million acres. Total production there this past season was down 43% from the year prior, which was a record year for Russia last year. We're also dry in the Urals and the central region. So it's a wide region that is in a pretty dry situation. And we actually were monitoring this through the growing season. You know, they got off to a good start, but it started to dry down quite a bit. And that's why yields were, came in so much less than expected, was we just, the late season dryness really shaved off the top end. It was hard to get a handle on just how much impact that dryness was having. But it was most notable in the Volga region, and then also again in other regions too. But to be down almost half from the prior year, even if it was a record year, it's still a big drop. And that is continuing into the planting season. So this sets the stage not only for lower plantings, but also a poor establishment heading into winter. Get any kind of winter stress, which certainly can happen in Russia, then that, I think, lays the groundwork for potential big problems next growing season. Just have to see how that all evolves. But you've got significant dryness in Russia. You've got some dryness developing in the United States southern and central plains. And of course, you have continuing dryness in the U.S. northern plains. And of course, that will stretch up into the Canadian prairie. So three major wheat exporters in the northern hemisphere already leaning toward trouble, headed into the winter season. So that's obviously something to keep an eye on. Here in the U.S., winter wheat plantings are at 47% complete. That's up one on the average. Kansas, 42%. That's one above the average. Montana, 52%. That is 2 points ahead of the average. So we're clipping right along in winter wheat plantings, and that'll get wrapped up here fairly quickly. In the southern hemisphere, we're pretty close to wrapping up the growing season. It's turning dry in Argentina, and La Nina is picking up steam there as well. It's expected to be a pretty strong one. Now, that normally would occur a little too late for the wheat, but the dryness is already developing across pretty wide swath of Argentine grain production regions and into southern Brazil for that matter. And La Nina would impact that entire region as well. So Argentina's staring down the barrel of some production problems over these next few months. The northern part of Brazil is getting some rain and they look pretty good. So they're off to a pretty solid planting season for corn and soybeans. Their second season corn crop from last year was a disaster. And so we've seen their corn exports plummet and starting to see some imports coming into Brazil for corn. So by and large, they are absent from the market, the export market anymore for corn. And that leaves the doors open for the United States and Ukraine. And of course, Ukraine is just a fraction of what the U.S. sells. And with the U.S. harvest full steam ahead and the Gulf export facilities finally back online, it looks like we will be moving a lot of corn here over these next few months. So that's encouraging to see that finally we're getting back on track in a major export, well, the major export facility for the United States. So a lot going on in the wheat space. The market obviously is in a correction mode. We are seeing spread unwinding between Kansas City and Chicago in particular, and also even intra-market spreads, but the fundamentals are still bullish. We're looking at, it is early October, but it's a little too early to be looking for seasonal highs. We'll just have to see if we get much more follow-through to the downside. But in the bigger picture, the wheat market is on, I think, very solid footing for a bull market still to take us even through the southern hemisphere harvest. We might stall out and just pace sideways, but the fundamentals are extremely bullish. Winter wheat seedings in two major areas, the U.S. and Russia, are looking a little shaky, and we're looking at a reduction in acres out of Russia, huge export tax in Russia, and it's little incentive for farmers to be planting more. And this side issue of GMO wheat in Argentina, that could become a big issue as well. something we're watching very closely. So this is not a market to be turning bearish in, at least for several months yet. And I think probably the biggest push in wheat for winter wheat would probably come into that early February seasonal high. And then for the spring grains, I see a battle for acres even bigger than it was last year, because you're including spring wheat this time around. And so I think that early May will be the next, probably the high for wheat, and that one would be led by Minneapolis. So the push higher through the winter would be led by winter wheat, and then spring wheat would take over as you get into the springtime battle for acres. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.